Agenda item number five, the Army Corps of Engineers. Mr. Badger.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you have for us today?
Oh, I've got an assortment of stuff today, but we'll start with the Army Corps in Saxes. They're requesting authorization to place approximately 27,000 cubic yards of sandy dredge material from the maintenance dredging of Starling Creek Federal Navigational Channel along approximately 2,100 feet of shoreline and install an 879-foot-long stone revetment centering on the existing dredge placement site and replace the four stormwater outfall pipes adjacent to the placement site on Saxes Island and Accomack County. Both Sylacus and coastal primary sand dune beach permits are required. Is that better? Okay. You might want to bump my speaker up. No one. I'm a soft talker. It's quad shut. Oh, perfect. It's a topo map showing the location of the project. Saxes is here, Crisfield, Pocomoke Sound, Maryland, Virginia line. A little closer view showing the location of the nourishment and the riprap revetment will be in this general area here. Between the arrows is the location of the nourishment, and as you can see, this is the placement site itself, the upland placement site. A little closer view. Again, between the arrows is the nourishment. You can see the placement site and the diking that is collapsing at this point from erosion on the shoreline where the riprap revetment will be placed. Starling Creek is here, and the dredge channel will go out here. All the material from the mouth of Starling Creek channelward is beach quality sand, and that will be placed in this area. The remaining portion of it is fines, and that will be placed in the placement site. Again, another aerial. And this is a better view of the diking that's being eroded away. If they don't do something, they're going to lose the dike. And that would mean losing the placement site, which would mean you'd be losing the opportunity to dredge. Plan view. Again, this section of the dredge material will be placed on the beach. The fines will be placed in the placement site. The blue or purple is the stone revetment. The red is the low watermark as it exists today. And as you can see, stone revetment will come close to the low watermark in this area and will impact the intertidal area here. There'll be nourishment on the outside. It's in yellow. And that nourishment will be up to 5 feet in elevation and will go up onto the riprap revetment to a 5-foot elevation and will continue channelward to a maximum of 90 feet. This is showing the in yellow the entire nourishment area. And in red are the two stormwater replacement pipes. And there's one placement site overflow pipe right here in blue. Cross sections of the diked area. Stone revetment will be a maximum height of 8 feet above mean low water. The nourishment itself will be a maximum of 5 feet. And we'll continue out at that elevation to approximately 40 to 50 feet. And then we'll be sloped down and maxing out at about 90 feet. These are the two cross sections. I apologize for not coloring them in. These are in the areas between the dike and the fishing pier where it's just going to be nourished. Again, it will be a maximum of about 90 feet. The pipes, cross sections, round shots. Nourishment will start, or be from here and continuing on around to the other side of the dike area. Again, you can see the dike is eroding away. That's approximately 20 foot of elevation there. The riprap will be placed to a maximum of approximate mean low water in certain areas, which is right in this area. This is an old storm water pipes. They'll be removed and replaced. Again, this really shows you the dike is collapsing. Again, these will be removed and replaced. And I'll leave this up here. Some of the issues that we have here is the nourishment itself, is this channel word of low waters goes into the additional public ground that was set aside by the commission, by the General Assembly in 1950. However, erosion control devices within the Baylor survey are acceptable unless the Baylor's grounds is productive. This area is not productive right where the project is. Tynus Access has obtained all the easements for from all the riparian property owners in the proposed beach nourishment area, which is one of the big holdups for this project. It probably took 8 months for them to get all the easements back and signed. Obviously, it was to their advantage to have it. And some of the other issues, while the active dredging of the federal channel is authorized by code, the placement of the sandy dredge material overboard in the proposed location is not exempt and therefore requires a VMRC permit. A permit for the beach nourishment was last issued by the commission in 1987. And since Accomack County has not adopted the coastal primary sand dune and beach ordinance, the commission is responsible for administering the provisions of the ordinance within the locality. So not only are we issuing our submerged lands permit, we're also issuing the intertidal and dunes beach permit. We did hold a public hearing in the town of Saxes on Tuesday, September 30th of this year, to accept public comment. Mayor Drewer and five members of the public attended the hearing. All were in favor of the project. VIMS has indicated that the placement of sandy dredge material for the beneficial use is encouraged. However, a time of year restriction may be required for the threatened and endangered northeast tiger beetle, beach tiger beetle. VIMS also indicates that the preferred shoreline approach along the proposed shoreline would be beach nourishment with offshore breakwaters as designed by VIMS in their shoreline management plan with habitat enhancement for the town of Saxes, which was dated 1999. They also suggest to lessen the impact, consideration should be given to reconstructing the dike footprint landward of the current location rather than channelward where the intertidal area will be impacted. So basically what they would prefer is for this blue to be moved back and the dike to be moved back to this area and get it off of the intertidal beach. The Department of Conservation and Recreation recommends coordination with Fish and Wildlife to ensure compliance with the endangered tiger beetle. Department of Game and Inland Fisheries anticipates no significant adverse impacts to threatened and endangered wildlife resources. U.S. Fish and Wildlife concurs with the Army Corps of Engineers commissioned survey that indicated no larvae of any tiger beetles are present, and no apparent suitable habitat was found on the project shoreline. We have no public opposition, and no other state agency has expressed comments on this project. Historically, in summary and recommendation, historically the average erosion rate along Saxon shoreline up until 1998 was 2.4 feet, which is considered a high rate. With sea level rise, that rate has increased to 3.8 feet. The placement of dredge material along the shoreline in the past has reduced the overall rate of erosion by supplementing material to the lateral drift transport system. The last beach nourishment was completed in the late 80s. While staff believes the dredge material will not stop the Saxes erosion problem, leaving the shoreline alone will allow continual erosion and expose the town and homes to increased damage during storms. Staff agrees with them that the preferred shoreline approach along the proposed reach would be beach nourishment with offshore breakwaters as designed by VIMS in their management plan. However, as stated by the applicant, funding for the project is specifically allocated to repairs caused by Hurricane Sandy, and the Army Corps of Engineers cannot use the Disaster Relief Act funding for Section 206 habitat restoration projects. VIMS also suggested that the applicant consider reconstructing the dike footprint landward of the current location rather than channelward, where the intertidal area would be impacted. The relocation of the dike would reduce the placement site's capacity to hold the dredge material and therefore could impact the amount of material dredged from the federal channel. Normally, staff would agree that pulling the revetment back outside of the intertidal area would lessen the impact to the existing beach. However, after further consultations with Scott Hardaway, the VIMS Shoreline Program Studies Director, who was one of the writers of the SACS's Shoreline Management Plan from VIMS, we believe the nourishment in front of the revetment as proposed will enhance not only the intertidal area in front of the revetment, but the entire SACS's shoreline by supplying material to the Little transport system. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the facts contained in 28.2-1205A and 28.2-1403-10B of the Code of Virginia, we're recommending approval of the project as submitted with the following condition, which is that the Army Corps be required to submit post-bathymetric and cross-sectional surveys of the placement site within 90 days of completion of the placement dredge material.
Thank you, Mr. Basher. Any questions from the commission?
Question.
Mr. Beck.
Did I miss something, or is it the intention to get rid of the Pragmite?
I'm not aware of the Pragmite. I mean, it's all over the place. I'm not aware that they've...
In that area? Are they?
I'm not aware that that was even in discussions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's Pragmite all over the placement site and the burn.
It's very invasive.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm sure someone from the Corps can address that issue, but I'm not aware that mm-hmm. It's all over SACS's.
Any other questions from the commission? Anyone from the audience wish to testify either in favor or against this project as proposed? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Ballard.
Move to approve staff's recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Ballard. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Any noes? Motion passes unanimously.